Michael's Optical is now exclusively in Atascadero, owned and operated by the same family who founded Michael's in 1979. Michael and Kathy Nutt thank you for all the support you have given them over the years. Glasses and frames from infants to adults, and top brand names in fashion eyewear like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. At their Atascadero location, there's fast quality eyewear, convenient parking, as well as special Saturday hours from 10 to 4. At Michael's Optical, they have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast quality eyewear, custom adjustments, repairs, and one-of-a-kind personal service that you won't find anywhere else. Take advantage of our VIP savings and ask about exclusive pricing on eyewear and lenses. Michael's Optical, now exclusively in Atascadero at 8300 El Camino Real.
Sam's Tree Service provides a board-certified master arborist and has 24-hour emergency service when you need it now. From tree pruning to tree planting, Sam's Tree Service is ready to serve. Count on the board-certified master arborist at Sam's Tree Service. Over 25 years of experience getting to the root of your problem, your reliable tree care and removal expert. Call for a free estimate or go to samstree805.com to learn more.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, October 31st, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Atascadero police make arrests from gang-related assault investigation. Suspect flees Passerville's police department in high-speed chase. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny, highs in the low 80s. It's 52 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Sam's Tree Service. Getting to the root of the problem. Free estimate, 805-610-8266. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The Atascadero Police Department has made additional arrests in connection to a gang-related assault and robbery that occurred earlier this year. In late August, Atascadero Police observed a fight in progress on live surveillance cameras in the Centennial Bridge area. Officers were immediately dispatched and several subjects in the area fled. Detectives identified the altercation as gang-related with video evidence. Detectives then arrested two juveniles for their involvement, and a third suspect was later taken into custody following a separate gang-related fight that occurred at Atascadero High School. Detectives continued their investigation to identify additional suspects associated with the case, which culminated in the arrests made yesterday. Search warrants were executed in Arroyo Grande, Napomo, and Santa Maria. The following individuals were arrested. 18-year-old Vaughn Elias Whipple of Arroyo Grande was arrested for assault with a deadly weapon, likely to cause great bodily injury. 18-year-old Kira Caitlin Westfall of Napomo was arrested for conspiracy. Three juvenile males, ages 14, 16, and 16, were also taken into custody during the investigation. And while serving search warrants, detectives recovered gang-related evidence. In total, the APD made seven arrests in connection with the August 30th incident, with an eighth related arrest stemming from the fight at Atascadero High School. Paso Robles police arrest car burglar suspect after pursuit. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. Paso Robles police officers arrested a suspect believed to be involved in a series of vehicle burglaries on Wednesday morning. The Paso Robles Police Department says at about 10:30 a.m., detectives received a notification regarding a wanted vehicle in the area involved in a high-speed pursuit the previous day with CHP. Detectives found the vehicle parked on the 3500 block of Park Street and identified the driver as 24-year-old Kyle Delgado Young. Detectives attempted to box the vehicle in, but Delgado Young intentionally rammed into a PRPD sergeant's vehicle and fled the scene. He fled northbound onto Highway 101, reaching speeds of up to 120 miles per hour. The chase was terminated due to the high speed and the suspect's reckless driving behavior. About 10 minutes later, PRPD dispatch was advised that the King City Field Office of CHP had initiated another pursuit with the same suspect. CHP successfully deployed spike strips, disabling the BMW and taking Delgado Young into custody. He was transported to the Paso Robles Police Department for processing and booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail on the following charges: possession of stolen property, outstanding felony warrant, felony evading a peace officer, and felony assault with a deadly weapon. CHP announced they'll be entering a 12-hour maximum enforcement period this Halloween. The period starts at 6 p.m. tonight and will go through 6 a.m. on Saturday, November 1st. During this operation, all available CHP officers will be on patrol statewide to protect motorists and prevent impaired driving. Driving under the influence of alcohol, drugs, or a combination can lead to serious consequences and penalties. Drivers arrested for DUI face a suspended license, fines and penalties, mandatory DUI education programs, and jail time. Join the city of Paso Robles or Atascadero for a night of Halloween fun tonight. A safe and fun Halloween event will be held in downtown Paso Robles from 4 to 7 p.m. This free admission event promises to have trick-or-treating with downtown merchants and a trunk-or-treat around the city park. Street closures and towing will be in effect from 3 to 8 p.m. on the 11th and 12th Streets from Spring to Pine, as well as on Pine and Park Street from 11th to 14th Streets. In the city of Atascadero, don't forget, Orange and Gray Friday returns to downtown Atascadero for their home game. Participating restaurants will be offering discounts for those in their orange and gray. Also on Halloween night will be trick-or-treat downtown Atascadero from 5 to 8 p.m. Bring your families for trick-or-treating in downtown participating shops as well as activities in different locations. Then tomorrow is Dia de los Muertos at the Central Coast Zoo, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Today is the final day to experience the Haunted Maze at the Paso Robles High School parking lot. Paso Robles High School Drama, Leadership, Business, and Art Clubs, in collaboration with Paso Robles Lions Club and Downtown Main Street Association, have come together to create a thrilling experience. Ghost Stories, A Tale of La Llorona, beckons you into the shadows and into the haunted maze. Attendees can choose their level of terror as they face the chilling unknown, alone, or with friends. The maze will be available tonight from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Paso Robles High School student parking lot, 801 Niblick Road. Admission is $3 for ages 10 and under and $5 for ages 11 and up. Proceeds will support the youth of Paso Robles High School. Popcorn and cotton candy will be available. A reminder that Templeton Founders Day will return tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Historical Museum. Enjoy everything Founders Day has to offer, commemorating the arrival of the first train in Templeton in 1886. Free cake and pie, a blacksmith pounding station, a train building station, Saline and Tribe history, a showing of the colors by the American Legion, music, games, and more. Come celebrate Founders Day this Saturday, November 1st. Caltrans announced there will be a partial closure of Highway 1 this Sunday, November 2nd, for the 2025 Morro Bay Triathlon. Caltrans says travelers in both directions of Highway 1 between Morro Bay and Cayucas are urged to be alert for cyclists. A right-lane closure between these two areas will be in effect from 7 a.m. to noon. There will additionally be flaggers and traffic control on Highway 1 at the intersections with Atascadero Road, San Jacinto Street, Yerba Buena Street, Old Creek Road, and C West Drive. Signs, multiple flaggers, and CHP will be on hand to assist with traffic control. In sports, Major League Baseball, Game 6 of the Blue Jays and Dodgers World Series is today. The Blue Jays currently lead 3-2. In high school football, tonight, Paso Robles travels to Lompoc. The Greyhounds will host San Luis Obispo. Templeton travels to Cabrillo. Mission Prep will face Arroyo Grande. And Morro Bay will travel to Nipomo. In the NFL, the Ravens beat the Dolphins yesterday 28-6. Triple header for KPRL on Sunday. We'll have the Colts and the Steelers in the morning, then the Raiders against the Jaguars, and finally the Seahawks against the Commanders. Also on Sunday, the 49ers will face the Giants, the Chargers will go against the Titans, and the Rams will face the Saints. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:16. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. The family of the man shot by an ICE agent in Ontario yesterday say he can't be found. Officials say the man tried to run over federal agents, that suspect hospitalized in undisclosed condition. Oakland police say thieves made off with more than 1,000 items belonging to the Oakland Museum. CEO Lori Fogarty says it doesn't look like the crooks were after anything specific.
We think that there was an intrusion into the building and the thieves ended up just grabbing what they could get easily and taking off with it.
She says the stolen items include everything from trophies to Native American baskets. And it's Halloween and treats can be more than just candy, as SNAP food assistance benefits are set to expire tomorrow.
Finding ways to supplement, you know, what kids have on Halloween night, putting non-perishables out alongside the candy.
Annie Banks of Parent Voices Oakland suggests foodstuffs like ramen and protein bars alongside the Halloween goodies. I'm John Gilliland. You're listening to California Headline News. California headline news. The FBI and local authorities searched the Lompoc home of a missing girl from Santa Barbara County. 9-year-old Ashley Melody Buzzard last seen with her mother, Ashley, on October 7th. And LAUSD offering free dinners to students between the ages of 1 and 18 impacted by the loss of SNAP benefits. And Superintendent Alberto Carvalho says most schools will provide the meals, no questions asked. The district already provides free breakfast and lunch to any student. I'm John Gilliland. You're listening to California headline news.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Dojo Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles. Whether you're passing through or you're a local, down on Pine Street, the place to go. Like grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. While decades-old baggage may deter some diners from delighting in Brussels sprouts, newer varieties of the vegetable have won over consumers and found a home in California restaurants. About 30 years ago, a Dutch scientist first identified the chemicals called glucosinolates that made Brussels sprouts bitter, and breeders began working to produce sweeter varieties. Those are the varieties commonly grown today. Alex Rodoni, whose family grows Brussels sprouts on California's Central Coast, said demand peaked around 2021 and has remained strong, especially during the holiday season. That's also when freshly harvested Brussels sprouts tend to taste the best. He said they taste the sweetest when it's coldest when they're harvested. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Clouds this morning will give way to sunny skies for the afternoon. Highs in the low 80s, north-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 40s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the low 80s, north-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday, sunny on Tuesday, cloudy on Wednesday with a 30% chance of showers, partly cloudy on Thursday, sunny Friday next week. Low 80s Sunday, mid-70s on Monday and Tuesday, upper 60s on Wednesday, low 70s on Thursday, 75 a week from today. Currently it is 52 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:21.
Lindsay and Greg from K. John's Jewelry Company here. Do you want to buy jewelry online, but you are scared the piece of jewelry will not be the quality it claims to be? Have you done tons of online research, but you don't know the vital quality aspects to look for when purchasing jewelry?
K. John's Jewelry Company is here to help. We're a family and veteran-owned local business. We have a nice selection of quality jewelry that is priced competitively with the internet jewelry stores. And most of our pieces are proudly made in the USA.
If we don't have exactly what you have fallen in love with on Instagram, we can design it for you or order it from the hundreds of other designers we partner with. We are the best of both worlds, a local family-run business, and we can provide exactly what you want for a great value. We shop for you for diamonds and jewelry pieces the way we shop for ourselves. The absolute best quality for the absolute lowest price.
And remember, we gladly pay the sales tax for active duty and retired veterans. Come see us at 5255 El Camino Real in Atascadero or chat with us at kjohns.com or on Instagram.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Any concerns about Apple's business were crushed by its record sales in the summer quarter. Demand jumped for the iPhone 17, and now Apple expects even more customers to upgrade to the phone in the December quarter. Amazon says demand for its cloud business, Amazon Web Services, jumped in the recent quarter. Sales were the strongest in 3 years. NVIDIA's CEO Jensen Huang says the company will supply more than 260,000 of its most advanced artificial intelligence chips to South Korea's government and some of South Korea's biggest businesses, including Samsung. Oil companies are dealing with lower prices. Both ExxonMobil and Chevron reported a decline in earnings. Chevron's quarter did top expectations, helped by its purchase of Hess. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosilda. Invested in you.
Rising debt, stock market swings, and global shocks can affect your retirement. But even in this economy, there's still opportunity. Protect your retirement with a secure, tax-advantaged gold IRA. Instead of leaving a 401k or IRA at the mercy of markets, hold physical gold or silver. Real protection for your future. And Noble Gold makes it simple. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and chat with a specialist. The conversation is free, and the peace of mind is priceless. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your financial advisor before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Living with diabetes? Don't take your foot health for granted. At San Luis Podiatry Group, with locations in San Luis Obispo and Templeton, we understand how critical proper foot care is to your overall health. For over 20 years, we've had an in-house podorthist, providing expert care and custom solutions. We offer prescription diabetic shoes and inserts, specifically designed to reduce pressure, protect sensitive areas, and help prevent complications. Because when it comes to diabetes, footwear makes a difference. We've been a trusted name in diabetic foot care across San Luis Obispo County for decades. Don't wait. Protect your feet. Protect your health. Call San Luis Podiatry Group at 805-543-7788. San Luis Podiatry Group, your step toward better health. this day and age, when a restaurant is around for 33 years, it can only mean that the community enjoys the food and the service. The China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles has been an old-fashioned Chinese mainstay since 1992. The China Gourmet Restaurant is open every day at 11 a.m. Eat-in, take-out, or home delivery is available. For a dining experience you're sure to remember, the China Gourmet Restaurant, near Albertsons in Paso Robles, proud to be serving the finest Chinese food since 1992.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, freedom of speech. Ready to go, and it's brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. It is the perfect Central Valley staycation with outstanding gas prices. 238-5775, which you can text that number as well. 238-KPRL as we're ready to go on the Friday edition here on The Right Choice.
I am Dracula. I bid you welcome.
You know the landlord rang my front door bell. I let him ring for a long, long spell. I went to the window and peeked through the blind and asked him to tell me what was on his mind. He said,
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Open Mic Friday, Darsha and Kenny will be in 12:30 till 2 this afternoon, and enjoy that and have at it. Again, you can text at any time, just like you can on the email, because we can reread it and so forth. By the way, I did keep the numbers from yesterday, and the final tally on the no or yes on Prop 50 was, where was it? 47 no and 10 yes. 47 no and 10 yes on Prop 50. And also came across something from Andy Caldwell, which I'm sure many of you are familiar with him. And he had a very, very good point to make in a op-ed piece. And it has to do with simply making sure that if you vote. He states, let's see here, where is it? He says he has witnessed several elections over the years where the margin of victory by which the Democrats won was the exact number associated with conservatives who didn't vote because they thought they could not win. You know, I always like to use sports analogy because most people follow sports in one way or the other. What if your team decided not to try and win because they didn't think they could win? I mean, how many times over in all types of competitive environments do does the unexpected happen? That's the thrill of victory and the amazing accomplishments and so forth. So don't ever think you can't win. Don't ever think you can't win. And if we've witnessed this here in this county, 13 votes here, some of the council races and other boards, school board races, very small margins. And if you think about the people that sat home on their hands and didn't do it, didn't vote, whatever way, you know, they want to. And as a lady pointed out yesterday, it's a responsibility. There's no excuse. There's no excuse for it. I always like to use the history regarding that. If we can have people at Valley Forge in the Battle of the Bulge and so forth and so on, and you say you can't vote because it's 3 miles from where your old poll is, I can't buy that and I won't accept it. Won't accept it. This, again, as I often say, it's about winning. It's about winning. So you've got this Tuesday's election. Also, something that, again, we always appreciate the people calling in regarding the mail. The lady pointed out that the pickups aren't what they used to be. It said, I'll reread this because, again, this came in late yesterday. When you put something in the mail today, does not leave the Paso Robles post office until 7 a.m. today. Again, this is from yesterday. And if you mail something Friday, it will not go out until Monday. This changed a few weeks ago, and the post office was very reluctant to tell me when I questioned this. At the time, I noticed the big mail truck was not in the back of the lot and to take the mail to Goleta to be processed. So keep that in mind as well. keep that in mind. As it, and again, it doesn't take much to go down to the Republican headquarters or the polling place and either vote in person or hand it off, whichever your choice is. There's a difference of opinion on which is the best way, but again, that's for you to decide. Maybe do a little, doesn't take much, research on it and make your own decision regarding that. So anyway, that's just a couple of things to start off this morning here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. I received this in the, it's from PG&E, and I had to do a double take, but realizing that it's Halloween and a lot of people get into it, it says, PG&E Vampire Appliances Warning. Okay, I, you know, did a double take on that, and it is legitimate. It is from PG&E. And what this is, the spooky energy drainers. Okay? And they can drive up bills. And this, again, this is from PG&E. We're talking about vampire appliances, which can cost an average household of up to $100 a year, depending on energy use and where you live. The energy uses of appliances like coffee makers, TVs, or, Chris, gaming consoles may be small, but collectively the phantom load adds up, accounting for 10% of household electric bill. They are also responsible for 1% of global carbon emission, and that's according to whatever laboratory that is. So, Chris, you are adding to the global carbon emissions issue here in the world. I just want you to be aware of that. Oh, okay. I know what he's doing. I know what he's doing. There's too much candy and cookies here at the radio station, and things are taking place. So
I'm eating my snack that I brought with me.
Okay. All righty.
But I'm done eating now so I can respond.
Okay, go ahead.
I mean, I kind of knew that, but what do you want me to do?
Well, maybe that $5 I gave you yesterday can go towards your electricity bill.
Well, no, it went to the high school.
Oh, it did you go?
Yeah, I went. I said I would.
How was it?
It was pretty good. I liked it. If you got kids and you want to take them to something spooky for Halloween, go to the high school.
All right. So they have different degrees of scariness, right?
Correct.
Did you go through the scariest?
Yeah, I did. With me and my friends. Two of them, anyway. Only two of them could make it.
You didn't break your his nose or anything, did you?
No, I wasn't in the front, first of all, but no noses were broken in the process.
Okay, were there particularly little kids? Were they screaming and stuff?
Oh, absolutely. I could hear the little kids in there. They were terrified, and, you know, they ran out screaming and laughing. It was good for them.
All right. Well, that's fun. That's a good experience, and they do quite the job out there to raise some money and stuff like that, and it's an easy place to get in and get out. So good to the people out there.
Well, you'd think it'd be easy to get in and get out, but my friends had some trouble because they didn't go to high school in this area. So when I told them, you know, it's at the high school, one of them got lost. The other one was in the parking lot, and he's like, I don't know where it is. And I was like, you didn't see the big white box at the front of the parking lot when you walked in? Because to me, it sticks out like a sore thumb. Like, oh, there it is right there. But him, he's thinking, where is this supposed to be?
So if you're in the car with him, how did he get lost?
Oh, we all drove separately.
Oh, okay.
No, we didn't all drive together. So that's how he got lost.
All right. Well, if you're not, I can understand that. If you're, I mean, is it so obvious that?
I think so. It's right there. Like if you're driving on Niblick, right near the stoplight, mm-hmm. It's right there. It is a big white box with several people around it. It's you know, painted with some little Halloween decorations. I thought it was obvious, but I guess to him it wasn't.
What, did you guys ride him a little bit?
I did, but you know, I couldn't ride both of them because, you know, he didn't know where it was. The other guy got lost. He said that he had to like circle around a little bit. And he, when he called us up, he was on the opposite end of the parking lot near the office because where it's at is in the student parking lot, sort of on the left side if you're looking at the high school.
Right.
He was all the way over on the right side near the office.
He didn't notice that there were some people lingering in the other parking lot?
I guess not.
Okay.
This is what happens when you're not from the area, I guess. Because to me, you know, it's just, oh, I'll go to the high school. I'm pulling up on Niblick Road. I see it right there. And I'm thinking, oh, there it is. But these guys didn't have a clue.
Okay. So what they made it safely and everything worked out.
They did indeed.
Okay. All right. Well, glad it was a good time. And it's, as Chris reported, it's going on again tonight. So take advantage of it and scare the heck out of the kids. Scare the heck out of the kids. So while Chris was doing the story on this gang-related arrest in Atascadero, I started to wonder, do cities still have curfews? Do they have cities still have curfews? And should there be more? I know it's a, you know, deep legal question, but I just did a little search quickly while he was doing the news. I thought, well, does Paso have a curfew? Now, according to my good buddy, AI, it says here, again, I don't know if this is absolute because, you know, when you go on the internet, you don't know. But just for the heck of it, yes, Paso Robles has a curfew ordinance for minors. The city, along with the rest of the county, has a nighttime curfew that typically applies to those under 18 from 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. Exemptions are made for certain activities, and the police do not actively stop citizens just to check the time, but will take action on, you know, violations such as large gatherings. Curfew hours generally from 11 to 5 daily. Some ordinances may have slightly different hours or extend on weekends. Who it applies to, under 18, and the curfew does not apply to minors who are with a parent or guardian engaged in specific activities or in a vehicle. So, here's another question. Should all, and the reason why I'm asking this, because a lot of times we see in reports that things happen after midnight. As I've, again, have pointed out that my dad said, if you can't get what you need to get done by midnight, then you don't need to be doing it, more than likely. And also, bad things happen after midnight. So my curfew was always midnight. Well, not always. When I was, you know, when I was young, like a lot of us, when the street lights came on, you're inside. And as you got older, they, you know, your parents gave you a little bit of a leash and so forth. I was never allowed to stay out after midnight, even when I would come home from college. It's his rules, him and mom's house. I had to abide by them. You know, because I would say, well, you know, down there in Tennessee, Dad, I did have a curfew for during the football season. That's true. And that was, I think, 9 o'clock. We couldn't be out past 9 o'clock. But anyway, my point was that I look back and I realized that, you know, mom and dad were right. You know, the things, if you can't get done by midnight, and I know this is a, you know, a freedom issue, but would we be better off as a society regarding crime and accidents and so forth? It wouldn't hold up in court. I know that, but maybe it's just, some wishful thinking in some cases, or I don't know, some of you may know this, if people are on probation, I know that there are restrictions on certain things, but is there a curfew on when they can be out? Or if it's just, if they're over 18 and they're out on probation, they can kind of go in, you know, whatever hours. I'm just wondering about that, so... Anyway, that's part of it. I'll give you a kind of funny story on curfews. And again, this was at East Tennessee State. During the season, we had a 9 o'clock curfew. We would have bed check. Sometimes the coaches, but most of the time it was the captains of the football team. They were assigned to go around to each room. And, I mean, again, a literal bed check. They knock on the door. Okay, Will, yep, I'm here. Trish, here. Okay, you guys are good. So they would do that. And, again, most of the time it was the captains of the football team. However, in one of the cases, and I mentioned his name last week, I think, on one of our captains, Gene, won't give his last name, his nickname was Torch because he lit the freshman homecoming float on fire when he was a freshman. He stayed at the university, ended up captain of our team on the defensive side. So anyway, he also, again, you have to think in times, back in the day, he worked at this, I'll just call it a, kind of a nightclub bar type of thing called Two Lafayette's. Yeah, it looked like it sound. I mean, this is in Tennessee, Two Lafayette's. But it was a hot spot in town, and they had happy hour, 10-cent beer on Tuesdays. And it would go on from, I don't know, 6 till 8, something. I don't remember, because some of us from time to time, after football practice, we'd go get, you know, our dinner and stuff and head on over to the Two Lafayette's, get some 10-cent beers and stuff like that. Well, a couple of times that, again, this is our team captain and doing the dorm check. So we would get back to our dorm by 9 o'clock, and he would come, or even Ronnie Newberry, our other captain, they would do the check. And this is what one time I remember that it was Gene said, "Will, here. Drish, here. Okay, you guys can go back down now." So, however, I think we got set up. I think because we were freshmen. Because one of the coaches came around and he got me, and on a Sunday morning, he woke me up, and remembering that I had broken curfew, again, this is a Sunday morning after a game. It was about 6 in the morning. He pounds on the door. He says, "Will, come with me." Like, oh, man, you know, I just... So he takes me over to the gym. He says, "I want you in full uniform." All right, I don't know what's coming. I don't know if he's going to shoot me or whip me or, you know, string me up, something like that. But I knew it wasn't good because this was one of the coaches. Him and I didn't get along. We just didn't get along. He was the offensive line coach. And so he proceeds to sit down. He has a couple of donuts and coffee and the local fish wrap, the Tennessean was the name of it. So he sits there and he said, "I want you to run the bleachers until I say no more." Like, oh my gosh. Not only did he do that, but he turned up the heat in the gym. I thought I was going to die. I thought I was going to, and I forget how long I had to do that, but, you know, it taught me a lesson for about 2 weeks. That was it. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. We had a conversation a couple days ago about the school superintendent at least wanting to see some social outrage before she made a decision or commenting on the lack of social outrage, so to speak. And I brought up the subject of why I don't like getting on social media to express that, and it had to do with the bots, the computer-driven leftist, I would say, strong opinion people that want to talk you down, so to speak. And I called to say whoever voted yes on 50 yesterday on our vote, I would be curious if they're real humans, if they could call in and try to convince me why they believe that way.
Well, let me throw this out here.
Yes, sir.
How much legitimacy does social media have?
45%.
45% meaning?
About 35% of it's legit. Organic sources. Somebody who really says, "I believe this. This is what I think." And I think a good 65% of it is organization-driven comments. But I'm kind of out there. I believe a lot of it is bots. And I believe that people called in saying yes on 50 or voted yes on 50 yesterday are bots. And if not, can they show me they're human?
Well, at least on the emails I get and then on the text, there are phone numbers that they look locally because they have, I'd say, most of them had 805 area codes.
That's great. Then we can actually have a conversation.
But my point of asking the question is, okay, if according to you, that's, you know, a very low percentage that you think are legit, then doesn't it make sense for people to show up in person?
That's an old school.
Old school doesn't mean that it doesn't work or it's wrong.
I know. I was looking for a word to say very undeniable. I guess is for lack of the word I'm thinking of. But yeah, that would be an undeniable expression of your opinion. But that takes a lot of courage to actually stand up in front of people. And
why?
You're going to get blowback.
Who cares? What are they, you know? I ask this all the time. What can they and what will they do to you? One is they can't do anything. They can't take your car. They can't get you fired from a job. They can't take your house away. What can they do? They use that to their advantage.
Right, you're right. It's not a legitimate fear, maybe. But
oh my gosh!
I don't know. Maybe I'm just making excuses. You're right, and people should show up at the meetings and show their face and say what they want to say and hope that. And that's probably the most organic way to do it. But I just have trouble believing that people that listen to this radio station actually would say yes on 50.
Well, I wouldn't. We've had other polls before that have surprised me, and so it's not. You know, most people yesterday, which was not something that was common, did not give specific reasons like they would on some other issues. I mean, there were a few that did, but for the most part, no. So anyway, hang in there and stay tough. Just stay tough.
Thank you.
All righty. All right, bye. All right, folks, we're going to exit stage left. We really are going to exit stage left.
Listen to them. Children of the night, what music they make.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The Atascadero Police Department has made additional arrests in connection to a gang-related assault and robbery that occurred earlier this year. Surveillance captured a fight in progress on Centennial Bridge, but the suspects fled prior to Atascadero Police arrival. Following a month-long investigation, the department arrested several juveniles and 18-year-olds believed to be involved in the gang activity. Paso Robles police officers arrested a suspect believed to be involved in a series of vehicle burglaries Wednesday morning. The department says that at about 10:30 a.m., detectives received a notification regarding a wanted vehicle in the area. 24-year-old Kyle Delgado Young fled the scene in a high-speed pursuit. His vehicle was disabled by King City CHP, and he was booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the low 80s. It's 52 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Gussman. President Trump urging GOP senators to end the month-long federal government shutdown by getting rid of the filibuster. The president taking to Truth Social last night, saying such a move would do away with the 60-vote threshold that has prevented the passage of a plan to reopen the government in the least 13 failed votes. The SNAP food program set to lose its funding Saturday. Washington State Supreme Court Thursday reinstating a $185 million verdict against Monsanto for the PCB poisoning of three teachers at a school. Their attorney Rick Friedman says PCBs have a dangerous track record of causing cancer.
They don't really have anywhere to go but the U.S. Supreme Court, and there are no real federal issues that would warrant U.S. Supreme Court review.
Monsanto issuing a statement.
Thanksgiving, celebrate with Allegretto, surrounded by beauty, flavor, and the joy of gathering together. Join Allegretto Vineyard Resort Thursday, November 27th for an elevated Thanksgiving buffet filled with chef-inspired dishes, citrus-braised salmon, prime rib, to roasted turkey with sage gravy. Savor every bite, sip house-selected wines, and let Allegretto take care of the rest. Reservations required. Allegretto Vineyard Resort or call 805-369-2503.
9 minutes away from 7 at The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM. Time for sports, and it is brought to you by The Mattress Specialist.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
Week 9 of the NFL kicked off with Thursday Night Football as the Ravens defeated the Dolphins 28-6. Lamar Jackson returned to action. He threw for 204 yards and 4 touchdowns. Baltimore improves to 3-5. Miami falls to 2-7. In the NBA, Victor Wembanyama can do it all.
Wembanyama pushing. Up ahead to Castle, left wing. Castle attacking. Step through. Kicks at the Barnes. Right wing. Victor for three. Victor Wembanyama!
You just heard it on the Spurs radio network. He ended with 27 points, 18 rebounds, 6 assists, and 5 blocks. And the Spurs start the season 5-0 for the first time in franchise history after beating the Heat 107-101. The Thunder also stay undefeated. They are 6-0 after beating the Wizards 127-108. On the ice, the Sharks beat the Devils 5-2.
And there's also a World Series game tonight at 5 from Fox. The Dodgers and the Blue Jays in game number 6. We have the triple header Sunday morning at 9:30, the Colts and the Steelers. Then the Raiders off the bye week. We'll see if they got better. They take on the Jaguars and final game at 4:30, Seattle and Washington, all here on KPRL. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. As we're ready to go here and moving to the right.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety, family-owned and operated in Atascadero. Clouds early, sunny, low 80s today. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the mid-40s, low 80s Saturday, Sunday, mid-70s Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, upper 60s, with about a 30% chance of rain. Next Thursday, low 70s, mid-70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 4, up and down, 7:25 a.m., 6:09 p.m., and we are at 52. Weather was brought to you by Avila Traffic. Simply go to avalatraffic.com. Moving right along.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero, your most complete firearms trainer and supplier. TascaderoGunShop.com. Checking in to see what animals may be out there in the highways and byways and get them where they need to be, and that's home, safe, and sound. And again, reminder tonight, going to be a little extra noise in neighborhoods and knock, knock, knocking on the door and so forth. So make sure your animals are prepared or whatever, and you don't want them getting out. All right, some of them get scared. All right, there you go. All right, there's nothing to report on the world-famous pet alert, but if you do lose one or find one, give us a call. Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. Of course, Chris, this is Music Friday, and so you are off the hook. So,
I've been off the hook a lot this week.
Well, you know, it's been one of those weeks, just one of those weeks. So your brain is well rested and so forth and so on. Maybe you can pass along some of those brains to your friend who couldn't find the Haunted Maze last night there and just loan him some for a while. All right, Uncle Ed's in Atascadero, TascaderoGunShop.com. Okay, we go to trivia, and this may be the easiest music trivia song ever. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner. You qualify for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They're on file. It's Friday, so I play a little bit of a song. You call in if you know the name of the artiste or the name of the song, please. If you've qualified in the last 30 and one, give other people a chance. It's just better overall. We appreciate it. All right, don't answer a question with a question. Watch your inflection when you do answer the question. Again, this may be the easiest one ever. Ever. Here you go. KPRL. It's got to be the easiest one ever. Hi, good morning.
238-577.
I just heard myself. I'm answering my own question. Hi, good morning.
Hello, it's the Monster Mash. Bobby Boris Pickett and
yes, indeed.
Crypt Kicker 5.
Crypt Kicker, yeah, 5. Okay, yeah, you got it. May I have your name, please?
Paul Curtis.
All right, Paul, we have you down and enjoy the song. We're running up against the clock here on this, and it just so happens that the Monster Mash was number one on the Billboard chart October 20th through the 27th, just in time for Halloween. The song was recorded in 1962. It generates $1 million annually in royalties still. Think about that. It's amazing.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the Monster Mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the Monster Mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker 5.
They played the mash.
They played the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the Monster Mash. Out from his coffin, Drac's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the Mash.
It's now the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the Mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the Mash.
It's now the Monster Mash. Now everything's cool, Drac's a part of the band, and my Monster Mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
Mash! Ooh.
Easy, Igor, you impetuous young boy.
Mash! Good.
Monster Mash!
Bobby Boris was a aspiring actor, and he was performing in a band, and he was performing "Little Darling" by the Diamonds, and he was doing it in Boris Karloff type voice, you know, Dracula's voice. And his guys in the band said, hey, why don't you do some more of that? So a guy named Gary Paxton, who was with Skip and Flip, Cherry Pie, they got together and they produced this thing, and they say the rest is history. But Gary Paxton also produced another, you might say, one of those novelty songs that was a number one song as well. And that was from the Hollywood Orgiles, if you remember. Alley oop, 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 oop. Anyway, So there you have it, folks. The legendary song from Bobby Boris Pickett, who I think he lived down in Ventura for a while, and he passed away in 2007. He was 69 years young. All right, we've got two more to go. This hour brought to you by Sam's Tree Service, board-certified master arborist, 24-hour emergency service when you need it.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.